Algae is moving north. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. For years, Lake Erie has been the poster child in the Great Lakes for the problem of toxic algal blooms. More recently, though, the problem has been showing up farther north around Lake Michigan. Figuring out the causes of these algal blooms can be tough, but some environmentalists are pointing the finger at corn. It's a valuable cash crop today, and it could be a big part of the farm landscape in the upper Great Lakes in the years ahead. Peter Payette reports.
Deborah Halst's home is on the north shore of Hamlin Lake, across from Ludington State Park. In 2012, this end of the lake was blanketed by blue-green algae.
We had to go down past the dunes to the left towards the state park before you could get out of it. And by the middle of July, it stunk so bad it smelled like raw sewage.
Halst has been coming here more than 50 years and had never seen anything like it. She did a little research and learned that this kind of algae can make people sick and kill dogs.
Don't drink the water. Well, how do you let little kids go swimming and don't drink the water? You know, it just doesn't happen. So we couldn't swim.
The outcry in 2012 set the Hamlin Lake Preservation Society into action to figure out why the lake would explode with blue-green algae. Their tentative conclusion is that the problem is farm runoff. Fertilizer put on farm fields can wash into nearby lakes, and the phosphorus in that fertilizer then feeds algae instead of the crop. It's a major cause of the algae blooms found in Lake Erie. But Bill Stikanis says people are barking up the wrong tree if they want to blame farmers. He says the amount of fertilizer going on fields is far less in recent years because it's expensive.
We put what the plant needs where the plant needs it so it gets used. And the goal isn't to build the soil up so there is runoff. It's put what you need and only where you need it.
Stikanis Farms is the largest landowner in the Hamlin Lake watershed. The farm has a state environmental certification for good soil practices, like vegetation buffers that filter water flowing off fields. Stikanis says the discussion about algae has been going on for 20 years, and farmers have only improved their practices during that time.
And there's fewer farms, and the farms that are left are doing an outstanding job.
But there is more land being planted, in some cases fields that hadn't been tilled since Bill Stikanis' father was a kid. And many are being planted with corn. Mason County grew almost a million more bushels in 2012 compared to the years 2008 and 2009. Corn production is up across Michigan and the U.S. because the price is high. And that trend worries some environmentalists. Corn still needs lots of phosphorus, especially in sandy soil that's more common up north. Since it's harvested later in the year, there's less chance that a cover crop will go on the field to hold the soil in place. Kevin Firmenich teaches environmental science at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay and has been studying a dead zone there. He says dairy farmers will fertilize bare fields with manure in the fall.
If we have more out on the landscape, then the possibility or the likelihood of some of it being lost, leaking from the landscape is the way I refer to it, through rainfall is greater.
The price of corn is dropping, and farmers are expected to plant less next year. But in the long term, the Great Lakes region could see more corn production. Changes in weather patterns and new plant hybrids that can grow in shorter seasons are pushing the Corn Belt north. Last year, the head of agrigiant Cargill told Bloomberg News that investments in silos and rail cars are moving north, where they expect lots of corn to be grown in the future. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush. If you want to learn more about this story, you can check out the special features section of our website, michiganradio.org.